I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, September 27th, 2021. I have 9:03 a.m. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda. We are here for public hearing for proposed rezoning requests. Is there anyone here that wants to sign up? We have a sign-up sheet that wants to speak. We'll take up the first one. Is
I know.
201 Stinger Drive, number 0927-2021-01.
Mike, sorry, our computer shut off. So we don't
when she put that on, it popped, but we'll get started and then I'll have to pull it up.
But it's restarting now.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry, you have some stuff you have to say anyways.
Yep. So case number RZ 2021-006. Quality Structures of Arkansas LLC is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve rezone three parcels located at 201 Stinger Drive, Branson. Existing property is currently zoned NR1, single family nightly rental, and A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for RV1, Recreational Vehicle Park District. September 13, 2021, the Planning Commission recommended approval of the rezoning request to the County Commission. The three parcels total approximately 33.8 acres in size with no structures on the property. Property served by Public Water District No. 3 for water, City of Branson Sewer for wastewater, and Liberty Utilities for electric. Access to the parcel is from Bee Creek onto Stinger Drive. The applicant has also provided a concept of the RV park. Commissioner Williams, if you'll take that and look at it. With that, I'd turn it over to the applicant as I get this up and going. The applicant here.
Yes.
Would you want to come up?
Sure. I had somebody else that was supposed to be here, but I can answer as much as I can.
So here's the location. Your Bee Creek apartments are here. Of course, this is Bee Creek. On the right-hand side of this screen are three parcels here. Just zooming into those, this is Layton Auto. These are storage units. You can see this where they've cleared it off and are fixing it for the RV. So here's our zoning. This is our little A1 parcel, and then these two are NR1 for nightly rental district. Here's what's within 1,000 feet of that parcel. There's 50% that's A1, 3% R1, 3% R2, 22% R3, 10% not including the applicant's parcel NR1, and then 12% C2 general commercial. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant's representative.
Other than that, I really don't have anything. Do you have any questions?
Can you pull the color-coded map back up?
Yep. Could we get your name also for the
Angela minute? Wood.
Angela Wood. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the Big Creek Sewer System, isn't it, Scott?
Yes, it is.
You said public water district number three?
Commissioner Schofield, I would like to read my public opening that I skipped over trying to get the computer back going.
All right, go ahead.
Since I'm doing 19 things at once. So I'd like to welcome everyone to the September 27th, 2021 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations, Zoning Maps, into evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at this public hearing, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of the public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. Thank you.
And Scott, where's the main entrance? Off which road?
Stinger. And then right here is a current drive.
Is that a map show? I'm sure there's...
It's not labeled.
It's just past the entrance to Layton's Automotive on the opposite side of the road.
Devin, you're familiar with that area?
Yeah.
How's the entrance there by Layton? Because that's where the apartment complex, everything is pretty wide through there, is it not?
Yes.
So it'll handle RVs.
Yeah.
And there's a storage for RVs up the road, because we get calls about clearing the height there. Okay.
Correct.
So it's already...
And it's commercial around.
Yeah. Well, it's already zoned for nightly rental, so they could.
They didn't want, you wanted strictly, you wanted RVs.
Yeah, they're going for nightly rental,
yeah.
RV.
Yes.
So.
Okay, is there anyone here that wants to in remonstrance of the petition or against the petition? Anyone here want to come forward? I see no one.
Have we gotten any emails or letters or?
I have not.
Do you guys have any other questions?
No.
Move to approve the order of the Taney County Commission. Order number 09-27-2021-01.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on the proposed rezoning request is 165 Siler Road, number 0927-2021-02.
So this is Cedar Farmstead LLC seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request for a parcel located at 165 Siler Road, Richdale. The existing property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for NR1, single family nightly rental district. September 13th, 2021, the Planning Commission made a motion to approve and a motion to deny the recommendation to the County Commission, which each motion failing with a vote of 3-3, resulting in no recommendation being made by the Planning Commission to the County Commission. As per the assessor's information, the property is 12.8 acres in size. The property is served by a private well for water and on-site septic system for wastewater. White River Electric for electric. Access to the parcel is off Siler Road. So here's where Jones and Highway 86 meet. Off the left-hand side of the screen is your Long Creek Bridge. So you go down Jones, Siler takes off to the east. So this is our current zoning layer for that area. Red's NR1, C2 in the green, R1, and then A1. This is RR1. So within 1,000 feet of this parcel, the rezoning to NR1, the following percentage. A1 agriculture is 50%, not to include the applicants. A1, R1 is 13%, that's single family residential. NR1, single family nightly rental, 7%. And C2, general commercial, is 30%. And at that, I would turn it over to your applicant.
Thanks, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
My name is Jeremy Doutenhunt. Thank you for letting me come speak to you this morning. We love Branson and Taney County and are excited to share our plan that would really clean up the corner of Jones and Siler Road in Ridgedale, Missouri. I'm here this morning to ask the county to rezone my existing permits to NR1 and ask for additional NR1 approval on the new lot of 165 Siler. The 8 existing structures on the land are so old that I cannot get my insurance company to even offer liability insurance on the property because of its condition. I'm willing to invest heavily in this project, but seeking your buy-in to approve these nightly rentals via NR1 versus conditional use permits, because this property is ideal for the NR1 classification, will bring positive impact on the surrounding community, and is the most compatible land use given the constraints of the constant sound of gunfire from the commercial zoning just 50 feet away.
So I was going to call out, so some of the shooting stations are like right here, and the elevation is way lower than my elevation at 1,360-foot AGL. So the impact, I mean, it's jarring. If you zoom out a little bit, I think this is a former salvage yard down here. I don't know if it's still active, but there's a salvage yard down here. So there is four. I've seen some traffic come in and people that are, you know, bringing stuff to drop off. So really, big picture, I'm asking for, we've already have a permit here. So it's two houses and two houses. We're talking four houses on 20 acres.
So first, I want to start by addressing the concerns that were raised in the packet in front of you. I didn't receive that packet prior to the planning and zoning meeting. Three neighbors who actually live near this location spoke out favorably regarding this plan because the previous owners let the property fall into disrepair, were cutting down trees that are visible from the road. So really, my first motivation was to maintain.
There's this beautiful pine tree forest right out here. My first motivation was to make sure no one cut down the pine trees and clean up this property.